Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Welcome to Project Zion podcast, to a new series that we're calling Coffee to Go. I'm Karen Peter, and joining me today is Blake Smith. Hi, Blake.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, I'm not sure if all of our listeners know, but Blake is a new host and editor and director here at Project Zion podcast. And so I'm really excited that he and I are doing this new series together, because he was actually one of my first interviews that I did when I first started on Project Zion podcast. So if you want to find that, you can go into Common Grounds Pentecost, and you will find an early interview that Blake and I did together that was a lot of fun. So the reason we are sharing today is that we are starting on with the Lenten season on Ash Wednesday, and we're going to be posting short weekly podcasts exploring the liturgical calendar, the lectionary, this whole Christian calendar cycle thing, by looking at where we are in the Jesus story and what's going on. And hopefully figuring out something to talk about that helps us look at how it's relevant for today. I mean, sometimes I look at the lectionary scriptures and I go, oh, dear. But we'll come to some of those, I'm sure, as we go through this. We're going to try to stay with the year A scriptures for the rest of this year. And then maybe when we hit Advent, we'll switch with the rest of the world into the year B scriptures. But for now, we'll stick to those. And we're going to see kind of what we can find in looking at the liturgical calendar and the lectionary in this way. And I know for me, I'm really interested in exploring a little bit more about Jesus than what I learned as a kid, and maybe what you learned as a kid, Blake. Like, I learned about magic Jesus, that you could pray to Jesus and he would magically make all your dreams come true. So I think I was confusing Jesus with like Disney, but it's in there. And I also knew about nice Jesus, because I was supposed to be like Jesus and I was supposed to be nice and be kind and be meek and all the things I'm really not naturally. So it was really hard for me, but I learned about nice Jesus. And I think as I got older, I developed this picture of what I can only call like holier than thou Jesus. Jesus who never got upset, Jesus who was never snarky, Jesus who was so holy that the whole Jesus thing is just unapproachable. So why even go there? It's like sanctified Jesus over there glows in the dark, and you just can't be in the presence of Jesus because you're not worthy. So that's how I understood Jesus. How did you understand Jesus when you were growing up?
You know, some of those ways are exactly what I learned. One of the things that stuck out for me as I was thinking about this is Jesus, the white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, slim, always perfectly clean and groomed, never in the trenches kind of Jesus, you know? It's like, and I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like the Jesus that some of the scriptures talk about. And it's great being able to talk with you about this, because I'm often, when I'm going through the lectionary scripture or just preparing to preach, thinking, okay, let's talk about what Jesus might really have been thinking.
Excellent.
They might have written this, but what was Jesus really thinking? Okay, if he was fully human, then there had to have been some moments, you know?
Yeah, fully human, fully divine. We focus on the fully divine and we forget the fully human.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll explore a little bit more about Jesus than maybe what we think we know about Jesus. I also, I think one of the other reasons we talked about doing this series is that there are a lot of people, a lot of our listeners, who are not totally thrilled with religion, or maybe just not totally thrilled with traditional church, but people are still interested in a spiritual connection with God. They still want to know if Jesus has value in their life and their faith journey. And I think looking at the bigger picture of the scripture and how we can kind of explore it through the liturgical calendar and the different seasons and holy days might be a nice framework for processing some of that journey, and might be an avenue that we can use to explore more about what's relevant to our current lives and circumstances. So what do you think about that? with
I think that's really important, because as I talk with people who are on the fringes of the church, they might have grown up in the church, and they're just saying, you know, something is not connecting here. You know, the message that we preach is not always the message that we share in our lives. And also, you know, we talk about in the community of Christ about enduring principles and all of those things. And yet people are watching, and especially those that I was working on the outside of the church, who maybe had been a part of the church, any church a long time ago, and then separated, because it's like, this Jesus just doesn't make sense. It's what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing don't match. And if that's what Jesus is all about, I don't want to be any part of it.
Oh, the giant H word, the hypocrisy word. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And the prime message that gets out there about Christianity, sometimes I have to wonder, gosh, do I want to be connected with that as well? So to have the opportunity to look at, where really are we with Jesus, and what does that mean, and how do I connect that, and you know, how do I forgive myself or separate when I don't make it, when I don't get there, and what does Jesus think about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, these are going to be some interesting discussions. We meant to keep them short, but I don't know. We'll see when we start that. So a lot of our listeners who listen to the Common Ground series know that I absolutely love the liturgical calendar. It's one of my favorite things about Christian community and Christian kind of life and practice. But it is inextricably linked intentionally to the lectionary. They are two pieces that fit together to help us make sense of the Jesus story as we go through the year. And the first half of the calendar really is more about the seasons and the holy days. It's kind of like Halloween through Valentine's Day. There's just like a next holiday coming really, really quick, and all these different seasons, and you see them because you go to the grocery store and 1 minute it was Christmas and the next thing you know, it's Valentine's Day in there. And the first half of the calendar is kind of like that. It has lots of good seasons and lots of good holy days to explore. But the second half of the calendar is more like that summer period after Valentine's. There's nothing for like the whole summer except maybe 4th of July. And after about 40, that's not as exciting anymore. And so
right.
There isn't much going on until the Advent or the pre-Christmas season starts again. But what's happening there in the scriptures of the lectionary is so important, because that's our growing and exploring and really learning more about Jesus time. So the first half kind of tells the story of Jesus, and the second half is the engaged with Jesus. And I love that rhythm of the calendar, and I love the fact that there are colors and smells and symbols and sounds that help us experience it. So what about you? What has been your kind of the biggest impact that maybe the lectionary or the liturgical calendar has made on your own discipleship?
I think probably the largest impact it has, the word you used here just a minute ago, rhythm. I'm a, you know, in spiritual types lingo, I'm a kingdom builder. I am through and through 70, just get it done. Let's move on. Let's not have a committee. Let's not talk about it or waste a lot of time talking about it. And let's just go. And so what the lectionary has given to me is this rhythm and being in rhythm with my brothers and sisters across all types of traditions in the larger Christian umbrella, but I didn't even realize that was an issue until, gosh, I was in my 20s or 30s, and because I grew up in a part of the church where we didn't talk a lot about religion with other people. I grew up in the South, and our church was taboo, and all of my friends were Southern Baptists. And we didn't talk about those things. And so when I got to my 20s and 30s and was mature enough to have conversations about that, and about the scriptures, the Bible story and the gospel stories, I began to understand. I still wasn't really into the lectionary, but that growth period since then of being in a rhythm with our brothers and sisters and the larger Christian community is really helpful for me.
Yeah, that whole community, blessing of community, not just within Community of Christ, but how we stand arm in arm with traditions across the Christian spectrum. So we're going to try to offer little bits of things in these episodes. So we'll look at the lectionary scripture each week, and we'll try to give a little bit of information on what season or holy day we're talking about, as just so we kind of understand where we are in the whole Christian calendar. And then also we'll have some ideas for experiencing the story of Jesus, not just learning about the story of Jesus, but what are some things we can do during the week that help us really live into one of the messages or ideas or concepts that come out of the scripture. And then we also want to ask some questions that you can ask yourself for reflection, or maybe questions that you want to discuss with someone else. And we think that will give us an opportunity each week to kind of build as we go through the Christian calendar and kind of see where these discussions take us. So anything you want to add to how these might look as we go forward?
I think the only thing that I would add, you know, we're very intentional about the name of this series, Coffee to Go, because we do intend for it to be something that you can take with you and use. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know about you, Karen. I mean, often when I think about the sermons that we hear, the things that we hear in church, you know, it's just rarely do we get an opportunity to just say, okay, let me sit with this and let me figure out what does this mean in my life? Not just as a Christian, but me individually and the environments that I'm in, the people I'm engaging with, and what does this look like? And so being able to walk that honest journey with Jesus and say, okay, well, it looked like Jesus was just an absolute, like you said earlier, just a nice guy. You know, he was on a journey with us, and his disciples didn't get it. So I'm comforted in knowing that in this podcast, we're going to allow questions, because I have got questions.
You and me both. This will be really, really good going through. I don't know if this was a good idea to put 270 in charge of doing this, because it's going to get a little wild as we go through. But we do look forward to listeners, to you joining us each week, or maybe inviting someone else to join you too in listening to Coffee to Go as we walk with Jesus through the liturgical year. I'm Karen Peter, here with my friend
Blake Smith.
There we go.
And I hope that you're excited, our listeners are excited as I am, because this is going to be fun.
It will be fun, and we welcome all of you on the journey with us.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Project Zion Podcast is a ministry of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.